Did I make that up? The podcast remembering and recapping Jersey Shore and other iconic reality trash TV from the past and present. I'm your host, Justine Elizabeth. Hi, Riley.
Hi.
Guys, I have Riley from Snapback to Reality Podcast. Woot woot.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Thank you for coming on. I wish I picked a better episode for you to do with me, but I like your sense of humor. You snark a lot, so I feel like you'll have a lot to snark on with me. So
I'm sure I got this. I can pull from deep within my soul and find something to say about this episode.
And even the title of the episode doesn't help too much. The Great Depression.
I know, that's so true. It just like sets you up just to be, it's like such a lull in the energy of the season between Sammy leaving and then Sammy coming back. But also just like my favorite thing that happened this season was when Dina and Snooki get sent to Times Square. So like having that episode immediately afterwards is just like, it doesn't compare.
No, no. Yeah, I mean, I wanted you to come on for this because this is when we meet Gianni for the very first time.
My enemy.
Yeah, your enemy. I swear, everybody hates him. Everybody hates him so much. Everybody wants her to be with Vinny. What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't necessarily think she and Vinny would be a good couple. I think they're, like, cute. I think it's cute how, like, open she is with just, like, wanting to fuck him. And that they have, like, that kind of friendship with each other. But I just hate Gianni. So I don't care who she's with. Like, I think she should be a lesbian and find, like, a cute woman to help, like, take care of her kids. Just, like, fuck men altogether.
I could see that for her. Mm-hmm. If her and Gianni end up divorcing, like, I don't know, 5-10 years down the road. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see that for her. I never thought of that before.
I mean, I am under the philosophy that everyone is bisexual. Some restrictions apply, but everyone, asterisk. So that includes Snooki, in my opinion. Also, she has had sex with women, I'm pretty sure, so.
Well, her and Dina in Italy had their time together.
Yeah!
Apparently they went down on each other, so. Mm-hmm. Hey.
All right, queer icon, Snooki.
Right. Did you hear about the MTV Movie Awards Unscripted? They had, so they oh, every year was... they do their you know, their TV and movie awards, mm-hmm. but then they added one for unscripted television. Mm-hmm. And so I guess they gave Jersey Shore this, like, you know, the Icon Award, the best reality show of the decade, whatever. And Nikki Glaser, the comedian, I guess she said a joke, like, I'm surprised the cast of Jersey Shore is even still alive. And I guess Snooki was, like, yelling at her all night and saying, like, she was offended by it and this and that. And then she emailed her the next day and apologized and was like, I'm so sorry, I was drunk out of my face. Like, I'm such a dumbass. You were just doing your job as a comedian. So... yeah, Snooki's getting old. She can't handle her alcohol anymore.
No, that's wild.
So stupid, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of like, because she quit Family Vacation saying, mm-hmm. like, I'm so done with this. I don't want to be on TV anymore. And then now she's back for this new season. So literally lasted a whole season.
Yeah, I feel like they just need... I don't even watch it, but I feel like Family Vacation is not, like, the success that they wanted it to be, and they should just, like... Well, I mean, I've heard... I think the first season was pretty good. That's what I heard, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. Just, like, with everyone, like, coming and going and, like, Ronnie's whole, like, situation.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the first couple seasons of it because the first season was really good. The next couple seasons were really good because they showed a lot of Ronnie's baby mama drama, and his crazy baby mama was in it. Like, she spit in his face in one episode. Like, it was insane.
I don't know. Ronnie's stuff is just so dark because, I mean, just, like, going back and watching all of this, it's been 10-plus years of just this toxic, like, relationship drama. And you're like, please just go to an inpatient, like, mental health facility for a couple of months and, like, work on your, like, anger issues.
Well, that's what he's actually doing, because he's not
good
gonna
for
be
him.
He's not gonna be on this upcoming season of Family Vacation because he said it's not good for his mental health and he wants to get treatment. So
yeah,
good
okay,
for him.
Good. So my theory, that, but I didn't know he was actually going to like a facility.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, he had before, and I guess he didn't stick with his sobriety or whatever. So my theory is that MTV offered Snooki a lot more money to come back since he was going to be gone.
That makes sense. Balance it out.
Yeah. And one of the reasons I like it is because Sam's not on it. As everyone knows, Sam is my enemy. If Sam ever, like, came across my podcast in any way, I would die. The, like, awful things I've said about her.
I can't even imagine.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you're ready to get into this
episode? Let's talk about it.
Okay, season 3, episode 8, The Great Depression. So we start off with Ron and Sam saying goodbye to each other and Sam going back home. So she leaves and Ron goes to the roof and he's just like crying and, you know, and then Uncle Mike comes up to comfort him. And I always say in these moments that, like, because, you know, current days people see Mike as like the good guy, you know, they see him as, you know, this amazing person that they thought he was such an asshole back in these days. And this is when his good side comes out. Like, even though the things he's saying to him are kind of silly, I feel like he genuinely doesn't want Ron to be that upset.
Yeah, he's a complicated person because I feel like he is, like, he does have that good side to him, but then he's just also very manipulative and just, like, likes to cause drama for no reason sometimes, and you can't really see his motivations there. But, I don't know, he's complex. He's a Cancer, so it all makes sense.
Yeah, just like me. So, and it's funny, too, because when he's talking to Ron, he has all these sayings. He says, if it's meant to be, it'll be. I'd rather die standing than living on my knees. And it's so funny because in Family Vacation, he does say all these stupid catchphrases all the time. Like, he'll be like, a smooth sea never made a skilled sailor. And he'll just say stupid shit like that. And he actually, like, sells t-shirts with these phrases on it. So it's funny to see this even a decade ago. He was saying the same stupid shit.
He's just corny. He's always been corny.
I honestly thought those phrases were something he had, like, learned in rehab or something like that. I didn't realize he came up with them, you know, when he was still on drugs. And apparently in this season, too, is when he was, like, at the peak of his addiction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently during this season, like, production wouldn't even let him drive or anything because he was just, like, always high.
Interesting, because I would have thought season 4, because of the when he went crazy and like rammed his head into the wall, just like that is like the height of like a mental breakdown for me.
I think one of the reasons he admitted that he even did that was because he wanted to get painkillers because they were in
a different country. So much sense. Okay, yeah, so that would make sense that he would like detox while he's out of the country and then like have to do what he needs to do to get his fix. Wow. Yeah, okay, so that makes sense that this season would be, like, at his worst.
Yeah, there's been a couple moments in this season that I can, like, tell. Like, there's one particular scene I remember where they're all like, what's taking Mike so long? Like, when they're about to go to the club. And he's, like, in the bathroom. And if you're in the bathroom with the door shut, that's the only time that the cameras, like, weren't allowed to film you. So he was doing drugs. And then he would come out and he would, like, look at himself in the mirror. And everyone would be laughing, like, oh, silly Mike. But I look at it now and I'm like, he's fucked up there.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I didn't know that. But yeah, I remember exactly what scene you're talking about, and that makes so much sense that he would be like hiding his drug use.
Yeah, scary shit.
Yikes.
So meanwhile, we see Sam arrive at home and her mom is there to greet her. And she just explains to her mom what happened with Ron, and her mom tells her, like, you know, that's not a healthy relationship. And if somebody loves you, like, they shouldn't treat you like that.
But her mom is, like, a pushover about it. Like, my mom would be, like, storming down to, like, the house to, like, wring his neck with her bare hands if I had told her, like, he trashed my shit like that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah, I mean, I'm always team Ron when they fight because I think Sam just, like...
Because you hate her.
Gets on him so much. Like, they'll literally just be sitting there eating dinner, and he's like, how's your food? And then she'll be like, why did you do that to me?
It's so true. I mean, it's like...
He's like, what? Anytime, I thought we were having fun.
Anytime there's a moment of quiet, one of them has to ruin it, and they just go back and forth. But I think, yeah, Sam probably does take... She, like, ruins it the most. Like, when they're chill, she'll, like, ruin it, and then he, like, he escalates it.
Yeah. That's, like, the one fight that they got into that I was kind of like on her side and not his, because that's obviously not cool.
That's domestic violence. Like, when she said like that felt like abuse, I was like, that was abuse, girl. Like, please go talk to a counselor.
No, for sure. And I know that they lived together for a little bit. It was obviously because they do get back together. Spoiler alert, everybody. So I know that in between seasons, or it might have even been when the show went off the air, I know that they stayed together for a little while after as well, and they actually lived together. I wonder, like, what happened when cameras weren't there.
That, yeah, that's so scary to think about. Because, yeah, he's just, like, so much... Just, like, the things that they would do while the cameras were rolling, and, I mean, what, I don't know, like, what's his rap sheet? Has he ever been arrested?
Girl, he literally just got arrested, like, 3 weeks ago for domestic violence, like, for the second time.
Has he ever been arrested? It's like, yeah, like, right now.
Okay, so he got arrested for domestic violence multiple times with his baby mama, Jen.
Okay, yeah.
She's been arrested for domestic violence, too. And then, so he was on probation for domestic violence, and then he recently got arrested for domestic violence again. No one knows the details, but he does have a new girlfriend that's like 22 years old. So maybe that's why he's like, now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, maybe that's why he's going to treatment. Maybe it was like a plea deal type thing. Like,
yeah, that makes a lot of sense too.
If you get your shit together, we won't throw you in jail. Because I was like, man, he's going to jail for sure.
That's, I have such complicated feelings about, like, the carceral system in general, but also, like, the fact that, like, a white man can continually be arrested for domestic violence and, like, continually not go to jail for it is, like, it just, you know, it chafes me.
I know. So back at the house, Ronnie asks the girls, they're all just, like, chilling, and he's like, you know, he's like, what did Sam say to you guys? And none of them are really even, like, saying anything to them. None of them can even, like, look him in the face. And JWoww was the only one that was just kind of like, you know, she left and not going to lie to you. Like, I would leave, too, mm-hmm. if I were her. And there's, like, a moment where he's like, Snooki, don't give me a dirty look. And Snooki's like, no, of course I'm going to give you a dirty look. Like, I feel like none of them even really liked Sam, but... As a woman, seeing a man, you know, say the things he said to her and do those things, like, you can't possibly not take her side.
No, yeah. And just, like, just to witness that violence.
Yeah.
And then have him still be in that space with you and just be like, what's wrong?
Oh, I know. And I hate saying this. Like I said, I always defend him. But, like... I do feel like he's a good person deep down. Like, I truly do. I just, there's just something not right with him.
I mean, yes, he has layers. He obviously has good moments, but he continually chooses not to bring out the good in himself. So, I don't know. Do your actions make you a good person, or does your potential make you a good person?
That's so true. It's like, you know, Amanda... from Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom and I were talking about this, like, how far can you use mental illness as an excuse to do shitty things? Like, Amber from Teen Mom went after her baby daddy and her baby with a freaking machete.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone online is like, she's severely mentally ill. And it's like, well, obviously she's mentally ill, but that doesn't make her a good person.
You still have to take responsibility for your actions and be accountable for what you do. And part of that is like, part of being mentally ill is like recognizing how it affects your life negatively and then mitigating it so that it doesn't continue to do that. And that wasn't the first time Amber did crazy shit to a baby daddy. So it's not like she, you know, was surprised that that like kind of outburst would happen.
I know. I don't understand how people can defend her, like,
yeah,
friggin' smacking Gary on camera, punching him on camera, kicking him down the stairs on camera, like.
No, Amber is too far gone, and, I mean, like, I don't pay that much close attention to her situation at all, so I don't know, like, I'm completely talking out of my ass right now, but just seeing the escalation of violence, I would worry that one day she would, like, kill someone.
Oh, I honestly, this sounds really dark, but I think that if she doesn't kill someone, she's going to kill herself one day.
Yes, yeah.
Because she's just so, and her being on the show is like the worst thing for her because then everyone enables her, mm-hmm. right? Like the producers are like taking her side and Dr. Drew at the reunions is taking her side. I don't know if you saw like this recent season or whatever, but Leah, her daughter, is like 12 years old now and like sat down with Gary and told him I don't care to see my mom, mm-hmm. like she just because she gave birth to me doesn't make her my mom. And I'm like, whoa,
yeah,
that's dark.
I heard about that, and that's so sad that's like on television. It's like interesting, it would be really fascinating if it wasn't trashy MTV teen mom stuff and it was like a docuseries of like this child's life, like growing up in this like weird environment where it's like she's obviously from a lower income background, but she has like a high income due to like this thing that her parents just stumbled into. If it wasn't like reality TV trash, I would feel differently. Maybe it's like about it being documented, but like that sucks for her.
I know, and it's crazy because it's like obvious, like she's at that age now where, you know, she can just do one Google search, mm-hmm. and see everything, yeah. Like,
that's the age when like the trauma really like starts to brew up. Like those middle school years.
I can't imagine what like all the kids at school say to like any of those teen mom kids. Especially like Janelle's kids, Amber's kids, mm-hmm. Leah's kids when she was all like fucked up on pills and stuff. Oh my god.
You know, in just a few more years, they'll have their own, like, TikToks and YouTube videos and stuff, like, telling their story.
Oh, I can't wait for the tell-all books.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jace better write a friggin' tell-all book about Janelle. Yeah. Like, I swear to God, I'll be the first person in line to buy that. Okay, so we get a funny moment with Snooki and Dina, and they decide to put cake in Vinny's face. And then Vinny says to Polly, that was the worst thing they could have done.
The worst thing they could have done. That is, like, the number one sin.
So Snooki hides under her bed, which I'm like, damn, like, she to be that tiny. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, me and you are both, like, smaller girls. I don't know how tall you are,
I'm really short.
Oh, are you? Oh, lucky. I'm a friggin' giant. I hate how tall I am.
No, I'm 5'0".
Oh, so you're like...
I'm a meatball. Like, yeah, size. No, I'm Snooki size. Exactly. Yeah, I could probably fit under the bed, like, was it Dina or Snooki just hiding under there?
You would fit in with them perfectly. I'm more on JWoww. I'm 5'8", so... So then Vinny fills up a water balloon to go throw on them, but then he drops it on himself because he's an idiot.
Instant karma.
And then this was so disgusting to me. I don't remember this at all from originally watching it. He picks up a piece of dog poo and puts it in...
Poop or was it like a tampon or a pad from like the trash can?
Oh, was it? I thought it was, like, dog shit. It was hard to tell.
The editing was really weird around this part, so it wasn't clear about exactly what was happening, but I heard someone mention, like, something like, oh, a pad in the trash can, and then all of a sudden they had something that was smelly that they put in the bag.
Ugh. Either way.
Yeah, it was either way. It's really disgusting shit that no one should be handling.
Ugh. They put it in a bag, poke holes in it, and then put it under Dina's pillow. And the girls found it because obviously they were hiding under the
bed. Dina just slides out. She's like, "You idiots, I was here the whole time."
So she puts it under Vinny's pillow, and then he finds it. And then he grabs Snooki's crocodile and hangs it over the balcony. And where he goes is off, like, from Mike, Sam, and Ronnie's room. He goes out that way, and Mike was laying in his bed, so he saw it. Mm-hmm. And then Snooki realizes he's missing. She's freaking out. She's so funny. She goes into the mushroom. She's like, "Croc!" Like, it's gonna call back to
it. I so relate. I actually do call out to inanimate objects. It just feels like I'm doing more as I search for them. But she did say that first "croc." Like, she said it as, like, if she really was expecting a response there.
Oh, it made me laugh. Like, those little moments why Snooki's the star. Yes. So then Mike ends up, you know, showing her where he is. And then Vinny's so mad at Mike. He's like, Mike's like, "Sorry, I didn't realize how serious it was. Like, sorry."
But and he just, Vinny, like, immediately was just like, as soon as, like, Snooki walked in, he was like, "Here it is." Like, he knew that they were in a prank war.
Honestly, well, he said that he was trying to sleep, so he was probably just, like, so annoyed.
That,
like,
makes sense.
He is probably coming down from the drugs, like,
yeah, that's true.
"Let me sleep." And Vinny calls him the snituation.
Love that. Vinny's my favorite.
I know, I don't know why.
I know, I love him. He's so cute, and he's funny. And apparently, honestly, he has a huge dick, because that's all Snooki talks about this season.
Oh, that's, like, a proven fact. Like, I can just, like, picture what it looks like in my head.
I haven't seen.
I can just picture it. I don't know. I can
just
picture
it. Oh, you
just
know. You just have a very specific... I can just... I didn't know if he had, like, leaked nudes or something.
Oh, no. Okay. No, I mean, wish.
He wouldn't put it past him.
The other day, my friend Julie from Resting Bitch Face podcast... she hadn't seen Justin Bieber's nudes, and I was like, "Girl." So I was, like, sending her all these nudes of him. She's like, "That's a nice dick." I'm like, "Oh my god, if anyone could see this conversation." So the next morning, the toilet's clogged, and Vinny is, like, trying to unclog it, and this was so gross. The water was, like, black.
I hated this part.
Oh, so gross.
You could tell there was, like, they were like, "We just need to throw this episode together," and it was just scraps from the editor. Uh-oh, did I lose you? Are you there?
Yeah, you froze. Okay. You froze for a
I'm
second.
Back. Okay. What's the last thing you heard me say?
Nothing.
Okay, great. So I was just saying, like, you can tell that this episode they were just, like, trying to throw together, like, to put something between Sammy leaving and Sammy coming back. So it was just, like, little scraps of, like, "Okay, what about that toilet moment? Like, we can get 2 minutes out of that."
Yeah, because I thought that this was going to be the episode where, isn't it, like, a wife beater that's in the, someone shoves, like, a tank top in the...
Oh, yeah. I don't remember exactly what that was.
Yeah, so that's what I thought it was going to be, and obviously it's not that episode, so...
Nope, it just doesn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, so meanwhile at the Shore Store, Ron, Dina, and Snooki are at work, and Ron's acting all mopey, and Danny's like, "What's with Ron?" He goes to the bathroom, and he's, like, sobbing.
God, yeah, it was so, like, dramatic.
He does this all the time in Family Vacation as well. Like, I remember the first season, I think it was when Jen, his baby mama, was pregnant, and he, like, brought a girl home, and the girl gave him a blowjob. And the next morning, everyone's like, "Ron, like, why would you do that?" Then he goes to the bathroom, and he's crying, and he, like, same thing, he still has his mic on, and he's like, "I'm such a dick."
What's his
and he's,
sign?
Like, sobbing.
I know that, like... All the signs make sense is what I've seen the memes about, but
I know that every sign is a fire and a water sign in the Jersey Shore house.
So crazy.
Angelina, Polly, and Mike are all Cancers. I was surprised when I found out Angelina was a Cancer.
Yeah. She's, like, got, I don't know, kind of Capricorn energy. He's a Sagittarius. Okay, he's a Sagittarist.
What are you?
I'm a Scorpio.
Okay. The thing with Sagittarius, though, at least, like, my girlfriends who are Sagittariuses, they're so savage. Like, they'll say anything to anyone.
Yes.
Like, one of my best friends is a Sagittarius, then I'm a Cancer, so, like, the way we communicate is so funny. We've been friends for so long that, like, I just don't let the thing she says bothers me anymore, but she'll be like, ew, that outfit's so ugly. And I'll be like, why can't you just say it a little nicer?
That sad energy just jumps out.
So back at the house, everyone's discussing Ronnie, and JWoww has an idea to move Sam's stuff down to the girls' room so that Ron doesn't get more upset by seeing it. Ron, Snooki, and Dina come home from work, and Ron goes right to the duck phone. He places an order for flowers for Nikki's birthday, who is Sammy's sister, and then flowers for Sammy as well. So I guess that was a Thursday, because he's like, today, Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, so was he sending them a dozen roses for 3 days in a row?
I think so, yeah.
That's crazy. That's stalker shit.
That's love bombing.
Yeah,
right there.
Yes, that's abuse.
Yep. The worker on the phone is like, would you like to add a teddy bear, chocolate, or a balloon? And Ronnie's like, all three.
She knew she was getting that upsell. She was like, I get commission on this.
I know. I literally wrote, whoever was working that day made hella commission. Oh my god. So after that, all the guys go for haircuts so that they can get Ronnie out of the house so the girls can move Sammy's stuff. There's a funny moment where JWoww's like, oh, something right here, like, stinks. And Dina's like, oh, here too. Then she's like, ew, was that dirty underwear? I'm like, oh, way to embarrass Sammy, like, while you're trying to help her out.
Why is the theme of this episode, like, dirty underwear? It comes up at least twice. I feel like it comes up three times. It's just so gross.
Mm-hmm. I know. Ugh. When the boys arrive back at home, Ron grabs a makeup bag because they left the bag in the room. They forgot it. And he comes down and he's like, she forgot the rest of her stuff. And he's like, confused. He's like, did she come in and move her stuff when I was out? Or did you guys move it? And obviously they lied to him. And he's pissed off.
I didn't understand this whole, like, why not just be like, okay, well, we're going to move the stuff so you don't have to keep, like, looking at it. You know, like, we want you to, like, cheer up. But they were just like, oh, we can't tell him. Because he's, like, an abuser. Just, like, living in their home.
Yeah, I think, yeah, they're probably afraid of him, to be honest.
Exactly. I can't. I know you take his side in the fights, but I'm going to have to not take his side.
Yeah, I know, he is an abuser and it's dark, but I just think that Sammy's so annoying and that she, like, got off on fighting with him.
They were absolutely addicted to the drama.
Yeah, like I said, there's just so many times where she would be like, I don't know, this is my problem with, like, relationships like this, is, like, she still wanted to be with him after he did all that stuff in Miami. And in my opinion, if you're going to take someone back, you know, whether they cheat on you or, you know, whatever the case is, you can't just keep bringing that up. You have to either, like, let it go and move on or break up with them, because you can't hold it over the person's head for the rest of your relationship, right?
Yeah, no. I absolutely agree.
And that's what she did to him. She wanted him to feel so shitty for what he did to her that... And I just always saw that, and I just didn't like that about her. It's like, well, you're the one that lost your friendships because you'd rather be with him, and then now you're trying to make him feel like shit. And also, I just think Sammy's, like, a mean girl.
She is. I mean, she's not a good person, and I don't like her either. But also, like, when I see a girl getting abused by a man, I'm going to take her side every time.
For sure, for sure. I wonder what her relationship with her new man's like.
I feel like she has the potential, and I think that this is shown in the fact that she didn't come back for the reunion, but just, like, the potential to really, like, grow and emotionally mature more so than a lot of the other cast members. So I feel like she probably got some intense therapy in the years between then and now, and hopefully can communicate better, because that was, like, the number one problem. This girl did not know how to communicate.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I hope she got therapy.
Please, dear God, let them all get therapy.
Yeah. I mean, she's still a shitty person, though, in my opinion, because she didn't invite any of them to her wedding, including Dina, and her and Dina were, like, really, really, really good friends for the past however many years. Like, talked all the time, and even on Family Vacation, when the very first episode, Polly brings, like, this blow-up doll thing that talks as Sam, and when you press the button, it would go like, "Ron, stop," and they were all like laughing, and Dina was like, "I'm not gonna laugh at that because Sammy's my friend, and I told her that if anyone talked about her, I would have her back." And then, I don't know, Dina went on like Instagram Live and she was crying, and she's like, "I thought I was actually her friend. I don't understand why she wouldn't invite me." And I just was like, aw, poor Dina.
I love Dina. For some reason, I really relate to Dina, even though I'm nothing like her. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm a little bit like her when I'm, like, really hyper and drunk. But she's like that all the time.
She just seems like a really good person.
Yeah, she just, like, is so authentic and just, like, genuine and just, like, wants to be your friend.
Mm-hmm. Like, I remember when they did the wedding speech for Angelina, and Angelina was like, "Fuck you guys, whatever." And the other girls were like, "Whatever, who cares, it's Angelina." And Dina was, like, crying. She was actually so upset. She's like, "I didn't mean to ruin her wedding, and now she won't even talk to me." I'm like, aw, you have real feelings.
This is why, like, this season is because Angelina's not in it, and there's not, like, the back and forth of her being there and then her being like, "I hate it here," and, like, leaving, and I'm just like, thank God, I'm tired of Angelina.
Yeah, I know. Angelina's so entertaining, though.
I don't know.
Like, she's good for reality TV.
Yeah, she just grates on me.
So many people hate her. Like, especially back in these times, yes. Like, she was the most, like, hated freaking celebrity. Yeah. I remember seeing a video of her, I don't know, I'm going to say, like, when was this, like, 2011, and it was some, like, big music festival, and some DJ brought her on the stage, and the whole festival just booed her.
That's, like, terrible, but it's also so funny. It's like, what did you expect? When you're famous
from
being a bitch on the first two seasons of Jersey Shore.
I know. And also, she, like, did an interview saying that Mike has a really small dick.
Betrayal.
Oh, my God. Okay, so speaking of Mike, him, Polly, Snooki, and Dina go go-karting. I mean, fine. It looked like fun.
Again, just another, like, the editors were desperate for footage to put in this episode.
Yeah, for sure. When they get home, Dina says her stomach hurts and she's backed up. She needs to go to the bathroom. Snooki's like, "Oh, just drink a coffee. It'll flow right through you. It'll just come right out of you." So then Nikki, Sam's sister, calls Ronnie to thank him for the flowers, and this moment made me laugh so hard. She's like, "Sam says thank you too, but she's not here right now." And then you just hear Sam in the background go, "Yes, I am." So then she gets on the phone with Ronnie, and it's, like, really awkward. It's just, like, silent. And she's like, "Thanks for the flowers." He's like, "Well, you're welcome."
It was so weird, too, because she didn't say, like, Nikki didn't say, like, "Oh, Sam wants to talk now, and, like, I'm going to hand the phone over to Sammy." It was just, like, she said something, and then Sam said hi, and Ron, like, didn't, misheard her. And he, like, repeated himself or said what. And then she's like, "No, it's me." And you know that, like, his stomach just, like, dropped out of his ass in that moment.
I know. He was not expecting it at all. And then, he's just like, you know, she's like, thanks for the flowers. He's like, you're welcome. And then it's just, like, silent. He doesn't know what to say. He's like, I guess I'll just talk to you later. It's like, what the hell? But then he, in his talking head, though, after, he did say that, like, he knows that as much as it hurts him that they should take a break. Mm-hmm. So.
How long does that last?
Till the next episode when she comes back.
It's like 36 hours, if that.
Yeah. Ugh. So now Polly's getting ready, and he finds dirty panties in the bathroom.
Again, the theme of the episode.
He has them on, like, I didn't even catch what it was, like a stick or something. Yeah. I don't know.
It's like tongs.
Yeah, and he puts them on, like, the beanie bag chair that's in the living area, and he's like, whose are these? And Ronnie and Dina go up, and Dina full on picks them up with her hand and looks at them. And then when she realizes the guys are like, then she drops them and she's like, those aren't mine. And Ronnie's like, they're yours because you touched them. So then Vinny and Jaywa come home from work, and Mike comes downstairs, and everyone's like, ew, ew. And it's blurred out, but you can clearly see it's either like a skid mark or like a period stain, mm-hmm, or something on them, which was like disgusting. It's like, why are you gonna blur that out if we can see it anyways? I don't know. And then Polly throws them out, and Jaywa's like, well, all the girls are denying that it's theirs. Who do you think? Do you think it's one of the girls, or do you think it's a girl that one of the guys brought home?
I mean, it could be anyone. There are so many people that wear panties, don't wear panties, like, throughout that house, take their panties off while they're in that house. I mean, if it was, like, in the bathroom, like, in a more residential area, quote-unquote, as opposed to, like, the visiting areas, maybe it was one of the girls. But I could definitely see it being Dina's, her picking it up so, like, nonchalantly. But she's also just, like, a person that would pick up a dirty pair of underwear, like, on the street, probably, and be like, ew, what's this? And just, like, hold it up.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, well, she did make a good point, because Vinny's like, the girls I bring home don't even wear underwear. And then Dina's like, or they go to the bathroom and take them off and leave them there.
Yeah, like I said, could be anyone.
I mean, I could see it being one of the girls that they bring home, because if, like, if you have, like, a period stain, this is so
might
gross.
Might as well just ditch your underwear.
Exactly. If you have a period stain in your underwear and you're about to fuck Vinny or Polly, the last thing you would want them to see is that,
yeah,
right?
That's so true.
So you might as well just, like, take them off and, like, hide them in the bathroom and just be like, oh, I didn't even wear underwear today.
But I wonder, is it just, like, a stained pair? Because you know how, like, you'd get, like, the period stains and you, like, can wash them and it's just, like, it's a gross stain. But you
yeah.
Like, your period panties. Like, that's one thing, but if it was, like, an active, like, blood situation, I feel like the boys would have known, had she come back, like, pantyless, that something was going on. Like, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
So, but it very well could be just, like, a stain pair, and, like, the men are like, oh my god, that's disgusting, because they don't really understand what that is. It's not great, but it's clean.
Unless the producers planted it.
That's the answer. It's always the producers.
It's always the friggin' producer.
They were probably like, oh my god, they weren't at the go-karts long enough. We don't have enough content here. Throw some underwear in the bathroom and send Polly in there to find it.
Yeah. So now everyone's getting ready for karma, and Dina's, like, sitting there, and she's like, I still don't feel well. They're all like, oh, you still didn't go to the bathroom? She's like, no. And they're all just, like, teasing her, and she doesn't think it's funny. And I felt really bad
for
her.
See, again, just, like, another way that I can relate with her is, like, I get it. Just, like, where you want to be the cool girl that can just, like, shrug off the jokes, but it gets to a certain point, and then suddenly you're, like, crying in a room full of your friends.
Yeah. And it must be so hard for her, because they've already, you know, gone through this filming process mm-hmm. twice already. And one of the times, no one knew who they were. They weren't even famous yet. And you know, she comes in and she's brand new and, you know.
Yeah, they're like,
She doesn't know what she's getting herself into yet.
They're super famous in this season, and we're, like, being mobbed by, like, paparazzi and, like, fans whenever they would try and go anywhere.
I know, it's so crazy. Every time they, like, walk to work or something, you can always see just, like, hordes of people following them everywhere they go.
I was on TikTok a couple, like a few days ago, and I saw this TikTok. It was Snooki just posting pictures. It was of, like, you know, it was to the, like, graduation song, Vitamin C. Just, like, remembering her old times on Jersey Shore. It was literally the day after I had watched the Where's the Beach episode. And it's just, like, all of the paparazzi photos of, like, her drunk on the beach. It was just so weird and funny to, like, see it from that angle when I had just seen it on the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's essentially why she got arrested, right? It wasn't because I guess the cop said, like, if, you know, if there weren't, like, hundreds of people around, like, if you weren't causing such a scene, if no one knew who you were,
you can be drunk on the
we
beach.
We wouldn't care. Yeah, exactly.
And nobody's can be drunk on the beach, Snooki.
Okay, so everyone's teasing Dina. She doesn't think it's funny. The cabs are finally here, and then we see Polly clearly wired on cocaine. Cabs are here! Rolling over the beanbag chair. I don't care what anyone says. Polly must be a cokehead. I mean,
yeah. He was also, like, the oldest.
Yep.
So that's, like, how he has to keep up the energy.
He's 41 right
that's
now.
That's crazy to think
he's, yeah, he's 41 right now, and he still acts like that. His girlfriend, dude, Nikki, that he's with. I know you probably didn't watch, but, like, she did that double shot of love show. And in the first season, like, the first season was, like, a competition show, like, a Flavor of Love type thing with him and Vinny. And then the second season, they just took, like, all the fan favorites, and they added three guys. And then they, it was, like, Jersey Shore style. They just, like, lived in, like, a penthouse in Vegas. And Polly and Vinny were kind of, like, the side characters. Like, they would go out with them and stuff. And and she was, like, just so obsessed with him, and he was always like, you know, I don't want a girlfriend, I'm not ready, this and that. And I was always like, I don't get this, girl's making herself look like an idiot on TV. And then at the reunion, they, like, announced they're together, and she's on, like, family vacation now, and I'm just like, I swear to God, this girl, like, put a friggin' spell on him.
Did some, like, ritual between then and now.
For real. Like, I don't know. And she's just, like, this angry, like, I don't know. She's just nothing like him. It's really weird.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know. Polly's, I don't know. There's something dark about him that I can't, like, quite put my finger on.
I can see that. He's probably my second favorite after Vinny.
He's really good looking. Yeah,
no, Vinny is. I don't think Polly's good looking at all.
I don't really. No. I think
none
Polly's better
looking
than Vinny.
None of these men are my type at all. Vinny is, like, the closest to my type.
Okay. Ronnie would probably be the closest to my... I don't know. It's so hard to say. I mean, the situation, definitely, just not the face.
He's a butter
just
face.
Just, like, right here. Yeah, for sure. Ronnie's got a really nice body, too, but he's just, like, too short and, like, you know.
Like, whenever I start to analyze my type, it always comes down to, like, nerdy, curly-haired Jewish boys.
So Seth Rogen?
Kind of. Lil Dicky, actually, is, like, my ultimate. Like, And then...
Really?
Steven Spielberg in the 1970s, also, just, like, chef's kiss.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. I can see that for sure. I have a picture with his wax figure from Universal, and it's a good-looking
wax figure. Yeah, right?
Yeah. That's so funny you said Lil Dicky, because every single time I drink with my friends, I have to put on Freaky Friday on YouTube, because it's the funniest music video ever. Like, I just, Now I'm in Ed Sheeran's body.
I mean, I do. I, like, went through a really, like, strong Lil Dicky phase a few years ago, and my crush on him is just a holdover.
Nice. Seth Rogen, too. Like, I would do Seth Rogen just because I find him so funny.
He, especially now, that, like, GQ shoot that he did was pretty hot. That was nice. But, yeah, I like a lot of curly hair, apparently. Just, like, a big curly hair and then, like, a big bushy beard is apparently what I like.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so they arrive at Karma, and Polly runs into his ex-girlfriend. Her name's Gina. She's gorgeous.
One thing before we get into this moment. Can we talk about this off-brand Black Eyed Peas music that they have playing at the start, like, right as they go into the club?
The Great Value Black Eyed Peas.
Literally, it was like Black Eyed Peas, but you got it from Wish.
Okay, so obviously, like, that's not the music at the club. Like, yeah, so, yeah, they have the worst music ever. Mm-hmm. Like, even in Family Vacation, there's a scene where they go to New Orleans for Angelina's Bachelorette, and Dina and Snooki are sitting there in the booth at the club, and the song comes on, and they're like, oh my god, this is our song! And they get up and dance, and they're, like, drunk falling over, and they're like, singing, but you can't tell what they're saying. And but the song that they're playing was like a rock song. Like, it was like the worst song ever. I'm like, that's clearly not what they're playing. Like, at least try to make it somewhat.
I mean, this is like, it was like club music, but it was very like, hello fellow kids, we are in a club now.
It's like, I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. It's like, I got a feeling tonight's gonna be an okay night.
It literally was that. It was literally that. It's like, let's get it started. Yeah.
Can we just say the Black Eyed Peas had a song called Let's Get R-Word that was like the biggest song ever, and no one thought twice about it.
The mid-2000s, you know what I mean? The early and mid-2000s are just, like, rough. Like, looking back on what just was in the media, the fashion, what people said just openly, what TV shows were just, like, playing. It's crazy. Because it hasn't been that long. I'm glad that people have changed.
No, it's so funny because I recorded yesterday with David from Friends of the Countess, and him and I were talking about this, like, the reality shows back then, like, that show The Swan, where, like, they would give you plastic surgery, and, like, he was talking about an episode where the one girl lost because the other girl got more plastic surgery. Like, how is that a show?
Well, have you seen Bridalplasty?
No.
Oh my god, you have to watch it. I genuinely love Bridalplasty because the editors on that show were top notch. They did an amazing job and they told an amazing story, but it's so fucked up. So, like, it's a competition reality show, and it has, like, I don't know, we're gonna say 12 just as a number to throw out, brides who compete. They live in a house together, so there's, like, interpersonal drama, and each week they compete in competitions, and if they win the competition, they win a plastic surgery of their choice from their plastic surgery wish list, and then the person who wins everything wins every plastic surgery on their wish list plus their dream wedding.
Sam,
it's the most insane show I've ever seen, but, like, it's so interesting, and, like, the story, like, it has an actual arc, there's character development, like, it's actually really well done, but it's, like, the most fucked up premise ever.
Oh my god. Where can I watch this? Is it on any,
I know,
like,
right? I'm trying to remember. It's probably on, like, Vimeo or Dailymotion now. I know I watched it when I watched it on Netflix, like, back in the day, like, 8 years ago, and then I watched it last year again. I probably just watched it on Dailymotion. So if you search it, it'll probably be somewhere.
I wonder if it's on Prime. Amazon Prime, at least here in Canada, they have, like, so many random, like, old reality shows. Like, they have all of Rock of Love, all of Flavor of Love, all of the spinoffs.
Oh, and that's on Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Can you use a VPN with Prime?
Probably.
Okay, I'm gonna have to give that a try.
The Girls Next Door. I I started watching that because I'd never seen it before in its original run. And I just listened to Holly Madison's audiobook not too long ago. So I was like, I gotta watch this. And, like, even that, even the fact that, like, Hugh Hefner had, like, all these girlfriends that he, like, walked around with, and we were all just like, oh my god, he's such a pimp. Yeah. Like, good for him.
It was like, by that time, he had this cute old man factor, and it was just like, okay, cool, like, oh, this old man has these girlfriends who, like, want to live with him, and we're, like, not thinking about how fucked up the dynamic is.
The things, like, the tea that she spilled in that book.
I think about the ritual, like, when they get back from, like, the clubs and how they, like, have their group sex. Like, it's so gross.
Yeah. Guys, if you don't know what we're talking about, Hugh Hefner made the girls do ass to mouth.
And just, like...
Yep.
And they would just get back from, like, a club and, like, just be in a pile in his bedroom. And he would just turn on porn and, like, watch this pile of young women writhe in front of him while he, like, jacked off with his, like, gross old man dick.
Yep. And they had to be completely naked. And they were only allowed to wear panties if they were on their periods. Like, that's how you knew they were on their period, because they just had their panties on. Like, and he didn't, like, they weren't even getting paid for it.
I know. It was just, like, in the hopes of becoming, like, a Playboy playmate. Like, how much, I don't understand, because it's not like that's a platform that you really build, like, a solid career off of. Like, there have been a couple. Like, I can think of, you know, Pamela Anderson as an example of, like, oh, yeah, like, that, she was a sex symbol first. She was, like, known about Playboy. I don't know, maybe Baywatch was first. I don't remember. I wasn't born. But, like, I can think of, like, a handful of girls in the history of Playboy that have actually become famous off of being in Playboy.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It was just like, I have no idea. I just, you know, the biggest misconception is you think that they'd at least be getting, like, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars for this. So it's worth it in the end, but it wasn't, because what, he would give them, like, a $200 a week allowance or something stupid.
It's like, just be, and then, a high-end escort. You're doing the same thing that a high-end escort does, but you're making, like, pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, and, like, Kendra was a stripper before. Like, she was probably making way more money as a stripper.
Yeah, that's why Kendra was always breaking the rules, and she's like, I don't really care.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the frig Bridget's doing now, but Holly and Kendra are at least, you know, have made something of themselves from it. So good for them.
Yeah, but that was because of the show and not because they were in Playboy. And the show, like, yeah, the whole, like, premise of, like, I mean, the girls, like, being so featured was because Holly, like, really pushed for it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I had a friend who did the cover of Playboy, and, but she's, like, obviously a nobody, right? And, but she made, like, money off of it, because she would get booked for, like, club appearances and stuff like that. And it benefited me, because I would go with her, and we would get to, like, get alcohol, and they would let us, like, smoke weed in the clubs and stuff. It was fun. But, like, so for, like, a nobody like her, like, I'm not saying she's a nobody, but you know what I mean?
Like, she's not a household, like, name.
Yeah, she's just literally just a model. For her, someone like that, like, that's a huge deal. But, you know, for someone who is, like, an up-and-coming actress in Hollywood, I don't get it.
I mean, and it's, like, I feel like if you're, I don't know, what, your friend was probably just booked to do her shoot, like, a professional. Like, I you know, to have to go through all of this just for the potential to be on the cover so that you can get those other bookings.
Yeah, exactly.
Good sidebar.
Okay. I love podcast tangents. Whenever people leave reviews on, you know, on podcasts, and they're like, they go on too many tangents, I don't get it. I'm like, I like when, like, my podcasters go on tangents.
Yeah, if you're just like, why are you watching, or watching, why are you listening to a podcast, then just, like, read a textbook if you just want information.
I know, listen to a friggin' audiobook if you just want, like, a straight...
NPR's that way.
Yeah. Okay, so Polly runs into his ex-girlfriend here. She's so gorgeous. But the editing on this, I don't know if you caught this. It was fucking awful.
It was so weird.
So Mike picks her up and they're like dancing or whatever. And then it shows there's like a talking head and Polly's like, Mike goes for my girlfriend. That's my ex-girlfriend. Like, that's guy code. I would never go for one of his girls, blah, 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 blah. And it shows Vinny like, or sorry, Polly looking over, giving him a dirty look while that talking head's going on. But then the girl is standing right beside Polly. And then it will go back to Mike with the same girl. Yeah. So I think, once again, I think production, like, made him say that so that they could have some sort of narrative there.
Oh, absolutely. Because it was, like, also he was talking to the girlfriend. Like, they were having a conversation. And then the way that it was edited, like, it literally looked like Mike just ran in there, like just separated the two of them and just picked her up and ran off with her onto the dance floor.
Yeah. And then the girl, and then it just showed her, like, whispering something to Polly, and Polly's like, she told me right away what he did.
But it showed her, like,
and it's like, that's not what she said.
On the dance floor, like, hopping on Mike's dick, though. So, like, she was obviously, like, having a fun time out there.
Yeah, she was, like, laughing. Like, she seemed like she was into it. It was really bizarre.
Yeah, the editing in that moment was super weird.
Because it makes you kind of think, like, oh my god, Polly and Mike, the two best friends, they're gonna get into it now. And then, like, I don't know. It was just pointless. So Ronnie is just being, like, such a loner. He looks sad. Snooki goes up to him, and she's like, are you okay? And then she says to him, like, I'm going to be honest with you. Don't hate me for it, but you did a lot of fucked up shit to her. She deserves to feel, like, the way she does and go home and to be with her family. And then Ronnie's just like, I'll get her back.
Yeah, that was gross. I did not like that.
Yeah, what does he say? He's like, I always get what I want.
Yeah, it's like, and then Snooki just, what I really liked what she said was, like, she deserves to feel like this. She deserves to feel like this, because that's just, like, so validating. It's like, Sam's not being crazy. Sam's not overreacting. Like, you did something wrong, and you need to sit with how you feel while she feels how she feels.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then Snooki's like, my honest opinion is you two shouldn't be together. And she ends up just telling him that they're better people without each other. And this is, like, one thing that him and Ron and Sam are both guilty of. Whenever people will say to them, like, listen, you guys should just be apart, they're both always like, it's none of your business. It's none of your business. Where, like, I get where they're coming from, but at the same time, it is everyone else's business, because you guys don't fight quietly. Like, your fights involve the rest of the house, like, so they have to live in a toxic environment too because of you guys, so it is their business, you know?
Yeah, so true.
And then Snooki's like, you're both, like, talking to a friggin' wall.
And she's not wrong.
Nope. So Vinny picks up a girl that's all tatted up. He used to always go for, like, the tattoo girls back in these days, Snooki's like walking through the crowd. This is the moment. The moment we've all been waiting for. She's like, grenade, grenade, grenade. Oh, complete grenade. And then she sees Gianni and grabs him and starts dancing with him. And I've said this before that I actually think it's so incredible that, you know, say what you want about them, but, like, as husband and wife, they have the exact moment that they met forever on camera.
That's,
you know,
true. That's pretty cool. I'll give them that.
Yeah.
But it's so funny because they leave, right? And then she's like, so I just, like, found a guy to go home with.
I know. She has, like, a confessional. She's like, I met this little Mario brother. He was a last resort because I'm drunk and I just want to hunk up. So it's so funny because they have the moment they met and then it goes right to her saying that about him. And it's like, little did you know. Oh my god. So they're leaving the club, and Snooki and Gianni are holding hands. They're both wasted. This was like one of the only times I think we've ever seen Gianni this drunk. Like in Snooki and JWoww and stuff, even when they drink, I don't think he ever gets like drunk like
this. That's
why he
was like slightly chill in these few scenes.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the best attitude I've ever seen on him. That makes sense.
I need to assign you some Snooki and JWoww where he's like good, where he's like funny, because it's funny because in Snooki and JWoww there's one specific scene where I hated him, and that's when he tells her that she shouldn't be friends with Ryder anymore and that Ryder's disgusting. That was fucked up, but in that show he's the good guy and Roger's like the evil person.
I mean, Roger is a nightmare.
Oh, Roger's a piece of shit.
That's why it's like when you see JWoww meeting him in this season, it's just like, no, no, he's not any better.
I know. Ugh. Everyone thought he was like such a good guy too back then compared to Tom. But like I remember there's an episode where Snooki, JWoww, Ryder, and one of Jenny's friends from back home, the four of them go to Mexico for like a girls trip, and when they come home, Roger like told her he didn't miss her or anything, and he tells her she's the most insecure girl on the planet and that she should go back to Tom. Like, he's just such a dick.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, he's awful. I mean, I hate him too, but I just like something about Gianni, because they're still together. That's why it's like it bothers me more.
Yeah. This is so funny. When they're walking home, Gianni's like, you don't even remember my name. So he's like, yes, I do. He's like, what is it then? And then she's like, why don't you tell me?
She's like, it's the name that you told me.
He's like, Gianni. And she's like, woo, Gianni, holla. And then she's like, what's your name? Gianni? Okay, let's fuck. I was like, whoa. At least, like, you know, they had, like, an instant attraction,
yes, there was a connection,
I
suppose.
Yeah. It's so funny because everybody always says that he only likes her because, like, she's the only girl that's, like, shorter than him. Because Gianni's only, like, probably 5'1 or 5'2 himself. Yeah, when I saw Snooki at a nightclub in Toronto, it was when her and Gianni, it was like right before she got pregnant, and they came out and Gianni was only like this much taller than her. She was wearing heels, yeah. But like still, yeah. I was like, whoa, he's tiny. So Dina's like upset at this point. She falls and she starts crying and she's like, I want to go home. And Vinny's like, you're okay. We love you, you idiot. And she's like, no one loves me. No one here likes me. I want to go home.
Sad, drunk Dina.
Aw. Everyone gets home and Ronnie's trying to talk to her. Dina's like drunk crying. She's like, you guys think you can fool around with me always, but sometimes it hurts my feelings. I feel like I'm a joke. And the whole time Ronnie's just like, Dina, look at me, Dina. Look at me, Dina. Look at me, Dina. Oh my god. So he goes outside to barbecue for everyone and he makes Dina go outside with him and he's like, listen, I'm more depressed than you are and I'm giving you a pep talk right now, okay?
That was pretty funny. This moment was kind of nice.
I mean, what did he say? He's like, you're like our baby sister that we never wanted. We'll like rip your teddy bear.
Like, that doesn't help.
I know, like, I guess his intentions.
I got what he was trying to say, but there needed to be, like, but we never wanted, but once we got you, we realized how much we love you. Like, that was implied, but you just, like, didn't say it. He's like, we didn't want you, I'd rip your teddy bear.
His intentions were good, but what he said sounded fucking stupid as hell.
Yeah.
Did you notice how thick the burgers were?
Those burgers looked so good at the end.
They were like slabs of meat. I was like, holy shit.
Now, yeah, when he put those on and they were like frozen and just like the chunks, the slabs, it took me a minute to realize what was happening. But then at the end, when Mike feeds Vinny that burger, that looked so good.
I know, it did. Yeah, and the girl's like, it got all over my neck.
So <I'm>
like,
gross.
So Snooki brings Gianni up to the smush room, and then this is when Vinny realizes that he's the same guy that came with his uncle to pick up the girl that he was with before.
How small is this town that, like, everyone is related to everyone, and they all know each other?
Okay, so basically it's only like a summer town. Mm-hmm. That's how small it is. Like, as far as I know, no one really lives mm-hmm. there. So like Gianni and Roger are from like Tom's River, which is like the actual like the city that like they go into. Mm-hmm. So I do think that everyone knows everyone, because it's literally just the boardwalk and that little town. Yeah. With like,
because there's that one moment, too, where Snooki's like, oh, I hooked up with him, and they're brothers, and they're his friend.
Oh, my God. So the boys decide to go upstairs to the smush room and bust the door down. Okay, this pissed me off.
Yeah, this is fucked up.
Because if Snooki did this to them, they would be so pissed, mm-hmm. A. B... Vinny's like, oh, she cock-blocked me first, but it's like, it's a totally different situation because you were just outside chilling with that girl on the patio. You guys weren't in your bed. Like, Snooki was in the bed mm-hmm. with the guy. Like, totally yeah. different situation.
And plus, like, the original cock-blocking of Vinny, like, was Gianni. It wasn't Snooki. And Gianni's in the house because Snooki wants to fuck. Not because Gianni wants to fuck. Like, you're fucking with Snooki. You're not fucking with Gianni.
Yeah, yeah. The guys were just so immature here. They just, like, ugh. I hate when guys act like mm-hmm. this, when they think, like, stupid shit like this is so funny. They were, like, rolling on the floor laughing. They're like, oh my god, we got her so good. I'm like, it's not even
it's
funny.
It's just, like, he went back in. It lasted, like, all of a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so stupid. So, this part killed me. We see Snooki hand him a condom, and then he's, like, on top of her, and then he just goes, say my name.
Why would you do that? You know she doesn't know it.
And then she's like, I know it, I swear. And he goes, what is it then? And then she goes, Bernard.
She was, like, in her talking head, she's just like, I couldn't remember his name, so I just decided to give him a name.
It's so funny that she couldn't remember his name, because she would always say, like, I love Italian names on men. I want to be with a guy whose name ends in a vowel. So, I don't know. In the kitchen, Mike... Okay, the amount of food that they cook at 3 a.m.
That's so true. It stresses me out.
Like, who has the energy for that when you come home for the night? Like, I understand they can't just, like, go through McDonald's drive-thru or whatever like normal people do. But, like, get a pizza. I'm sure there's places on the boardwalk that are
like
open really
food,
late.
Like, you know, throw some, like, something frozen into the oven.
Yeah, yeah. Like, on Floribama, that's what they do. They always have, like, frozen pizzas that they just throw in. Mike has, like, eggs.
It's the
like,
fanciest
burgers.
Burger I've ever seen in my life. And he's making it, like, drunk and high. It's, like, 2:30 in the morning. There's a bunch of strangers in his house, too. Like, that's what also stresses me out. It's like, they come home and they always, like, bring up runs of strangers, and it's like, okay, you're in the living room, and there's, like, Vinny and, like, a girl that he's, like, making out with and talking to over here, and then you go upstairs and, like, Snooki's trying to fuck someone, and then, like, oh, no, like, Polly's fucking someone else. It's just like, get out of my house.
I know. Oh, I would literally, like, to live in that house, I'd literally have to be drunk the entire time.
You'd have to be on drugs 24/7.
Yeah. So this is where Vinny's in the bed with the girl, and Mike brings them a burger. He's like, come on, just take one bite, and I'll leave you alone, dog.
The girl is way too chill about this moment happening. She's, like, laughing. She's, like, okay with this. Also, one, I would not be okay with, like, someone just barging in. Two, he didn't even offer her any of the burger. He only offered it to Vinny. Like,
Well, he had it cut in half, and he's like, you guys can share it.
Yeah, but
it.
He's like, here, you want to, like, he gave Vinny a bite. He didn't give her a bite. If I was dealing with that, I would want a bite, because that burger looked good.
I know. I would be like,
if I have grease on my neck already, you're giving me a bite of that damn burger. And then she kisses Vinny, and it's like, okay, and you're going to kiss someone who just took a bite of a burger, like, when you haven't been eating? Like, that's gross. Just, like, that immediate, like, food kiss.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I were her, I'd be like, can you save it for us? Because I'll probably be
absolutely.
Hungry after
be
the
like,
sex.
We can be down in 20 minutes. There better still be burgers.
Yeah. That girl was probably just, like, loving her life, though.
She's like, I'm going to be on...
She's like, oh, my God.
I'm going to be on TV.
I'm in bed with Vinny from Jersey Shore. So we get another moment... the last scene with Dina and Ronnie, and Dina says to him, I didn't know you were gonna be like this, and I feel bad, so I just wanted to tell you, like, I was the one that brought her stuff downstairs. And Ronnie starts crying, and he tells Dina he's embarrassed and he's not gonna make himself better here. She's like, so you're gonna leave also? And he just nods his head yes, and Dina just tells him not to leave. And yeah,
the end.
the end
of an episode that's just a bunch of vignettes strung together by 50 billion commercials on my Hulu app.
Oh, geez.
I think it took me over an hour to watch the episode, which is like 42 actual minutes of content, just because there were so many commercials that Hulu put in.
There's commercials on Hulu?
Yeah, because I have the cheap version.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We don't have Hulu here in Canada,
yeah, it's
so.
It's fine. It has stuff that other streaming sites don't have, and I have the cheap version, so it's not that bad, but there are so many commercials.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, the internet knows. Like, okay, so when I record my other podcast, we just do it through, like, Zoom, and my co-host will do, like, the screen sharing sometimes, and when she plays a clip, she'll just play the clip from, like, Hulu on the TV. And I can hear it, but, like, the screen will go
That's
black.
So
like, it won't
funny.
Show it to me because it knows I'm in Canada.
I refuse.
I get so annoyed.
Not this content, you Canadian.
It's so annoying.
This is freedom content.
Riley, do you have any final thoughts?
This is ridiculous. This show is so ridiculous. But thank you for inviting me back so that we could talk about it some more.
Anytime. Have you ever seen Floribama Shore?
I have not.
Are you interested?
I might be. That's like a little bit close to home because my mom is kind of from-ish that part of Florida. So I'm like kind of familiar with that sort of vibe. But I'm definitely interested in seeing it.
Ooh, okay. Because after I finish up this season, I'm going to do season one of Floribama.
Awesome.
So if you want to come on for a Floribama episode, I would love
yes,
to have you
please.
On.
That sounds great.
And also, I need to have you on for Snooki and JWoww. I need to find an episode where you'll, like Gianni.
Sure, that's the challenge. See if you can make me like Gianni.
I should just, like, do a rewatch of it and then find an episode. I'll, like, write down all the episodes where he comes off.
You're just going to do, like, a super cut of all of his, like, best moments.
Yeah.
Like, 2 minutes long.
Snooki would like that. tell everyone where they can find
you. Yeah, so if you are interested in reality television, you can listen to my podcast, Snap Back to Reality. Right now, I'm sort of on an indefinite hiatus just because I don't feel like doing it right now. But I'm going to just, like, you know, take my moment and then come back later. But if you want to follow me on my personal socials in the meantime, I am at Riley Said So on everything.
Woo woo.
Thank you again.
We did it. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Till next time. I never know how to end it.
I know.
Okay, bye.